Kazakhstan's position on strengthening non-proliferation regime remains firm, clear, and unchanged. Significance of this issue is undeniable since nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation are closely related and interdependent. It is our conviction that all three pillars of the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons should be respected and fully implemented. Kazakhstan, as one of the active states parties to the NPT, continues its efforts aimed at creating favorable conditions for inclusive and multilateral dialogue. Our country hosted various international fora devoted to non-proliferation and nuclear threat reduction problems. Ladies and gentlemen, under the action plan of the 2010 NPT REFCON, state parties agreed on 23 items dealing with non-proliferation issues. And when compared to other actions, their fulfillment in this area can be described as satisfactory. However, failure of NPT REFCON in 2015 and the latest developments in the world and the challenges we are facing once again demonstrate that this track demands a more detailed look from us. In this respect, universalization of the NPT remains as the highest priority in preventing proliferation of nuclear threat, as well as ensuring global peace and security. It is a well-known fact that some states developing non-safeguarded nuclear facilities still remain outside the NPT. We do hope that current session will generate new ideas and approaches towards accomplishment of this specific but extremely vital work. An early entry into force of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty and starting negotiations on the Fissile Material Cutoff Treaty in the Conference on Disarmament in Geneva are also needed to be addressed collectively in the nearest future. The development of nuclear energy must exclude any risk of proliferation of nuclear materials and technologies. Here, we should keep in mind that the line between military and peaceful purposes is very thin. That is why it cannot be left out our sight, but the measures must be indiscriminate, efficient, and generally agreed. Within the IAEA, the international community has developed such instruments, and we hope that it will continue to serve to the interests of all countries. The failure of the international community, first and foremost of Middle Eastern countries, to convene a conference on the establishment of a Middle East zone free from nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction in 2012 is a matter of deep concern for us. We do believe that every effort should be applied for this forum to take place in 2020 with participation of all states of the region, and we urge parties involved to contribute to realization of a decision reached during the 1995 NPT REFCON. Hence, the establishment of a Middle East zone should be in the focus of the current preparatory committee. It is strongly in the interest of the international community and of Iran for the JCPOA to be upheld and fully implemented. It is our view that JCPOA remains the best available mechanism to assure the international community of Iran's commitment to conducting an entirely peaceful nuclear program. Therefore, we support the draft joint statement prepared by Russia and China aimed at voicing our support for the JCPOA and hope that this document will find broad support. Kazakhstan welcomes the conclusions of the recent summit between the President of the Republic of Korea and the Supreme Leader of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea held on April 27 at the border point of Panmunjom. Kazakhstan wishes to express its support for the settlement process on the Korean Peninsula, which can only be achieved through dialogue and negotiations. We are strongly convinced that political and diplomatic solutions are the only effective tools for dealing with complex international issues. We fully support the two countries' agreement to achieve a nuclear-free status on the peninsula. Mr. Chair, Kazakhstan is one of the initiators of the Central Asian Nuclear Weapon-Free Zone. With that, I would like to point out that ensuring a full value and practicability of these nuclear weapon-free zones is essential both from the point of strengthening regional and global security, as well as advancement of non-proliferation efforts. The voluntary commitment of states to establish a respective zone should be encouraged and supported in every possible way. In this regard, I would like to remind you that the delegation of Kazakhstan, in cooperation with the Vienna Center for Disarmament and Nonproliferation, is organizing a special side event on the issue of cooperation between nuclear weapon-free zones on the 3rd of May lunchtime in Room 8. We welcome all the delegations to take part on this meeting. In conclusion, let me express our hope that current review process will not be exclusion in promoting our adherence to rational approaches and strengthening a mutual confidence to allow us to reach compromises on all issues related to implementation of the treaty, as well as providing a new impetus for a global non-proliferation regime. I thank you, Mr. Chair.